Imagine sitting down to enjoy a warm, buttery waffle with some maple syrup, maybe some whipped cream too. How could that experience get even better? Well, if you're eating at the right place, the money you hand over for the delicious breakfast could go to help a local family experiencing housing insecurity. Brenda Buxman is a registered nurse of 16 years, the creator of the Warm Hearts, Warm Homes Chippewa Valley Project. She just opened the Jewelstone Cafe and Waffle Bar last September. Brenda, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what first got you paying attention to the issue of homelessness in your area?
My daughters actually had a couple friends that went through some difficult times with homelessness, and just talking to their parents, I became more aware of how the problem really impacts, especially children. And I started doing some research, and I just was shocked to learn that any given year in the Eau Claire Area School District alone sees about 200 or more children that don't have what's considered permanent housing. And that really just opened my eyes to the problem that exists here in my own community. And then I looked further into the problem, and again, talking to families, a lot of the problem that causes the situation is that they don't have the resources that exist, don't give them enough time to really get on their feet so they can establish permanent housing. So I thought I wanted to do something about that and make a difference.
And when people think about homelessness, they might picture an adult living on the street basically all the time, or maybe in a shelter. You see it playing out a little differently, right? It could be families who maybe sometimes have a home, but they just don't have that long-term home security, right?
Right. A lot of the families find themselves in situations where they're crashing on a friend's couch, or, you know, the children are sleeping on the floor of a relative. Any situation where the family does not have secure housing that they can call their own.
And you, in addition to the waffles, which we'll get to in a minute, you are involved with a project called Warm Hearts, Warm Homes Chippewa Valley. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Warm Hearts, Warm Homes. I started that organization. My goal is to provide rent-free housing to families while the parents attend college, either vocational school or at the university level, and move into a career of choice where they can become permanently financially independent and therefore hopefully permanently break the cycle of poverty.
That's huge. How long have you been doing that?
We're brand new. We just started it in September, so it's just taking off now.
And you're coming at this from a career being a registered nurse for, I think, over 15 years. Can you talk about how that background in healthcare maybe led you to be interested in this?
My background in healthcare just opened me up to a lot of different people of all ages, all situations in life, and just opening my eyes to a lot of the different problems that they have. And so combined with the healthcare experience that I have, I also graduated in social work. So putting those two careers together, that's kind of what I'm working on now. So,
and you've talked about families and how this can impact kids. Can you tell us a little more the impact of an unstable housing situation, of on and off homelessness? How does that affect kids?
Any child really needs to have a sense of security, and when they don't have that, you know, the children are moved from situation to situation, sometimes sleeping in a car, sometimes sleeping on the floor at somebody's house. Just being able to give the children their own home just really makes a huge difference, someplace that they can call their own, and it makes the family units more cohesive and stronger. And I just think that that's huge to provide for the security of children.
Talking to Brenda Buxman, creator of Warm Hearts, Warm Homes, Chippewa Valley, talking about homelessness there. And Brenda, you opened this Jewelstone Cafe and Waffle Bar as part of this effort. Tell us about the cafe.
The cafe I started because that is my other passion is coffee. And so I just find a lot of joy in running the cafe, and my family runs it with me, especially on weekends. And we have started stuffed waffles. We have about 9 different types of waffles, and so far I've gotten nothing but positive comments. People just have really been enjoying the different flavors of waffles and the different coffee drinks we make.
And then the profits are going into your homelessness efforts, right?
Correct, yes. 100% of the profits are going toward Warm Hearts, Warm Homes, Chippewa Valley. And so the cafe serves as a fundraiser for that, to continually providing the rent-free housing for the families as they attend classes.
And this is still pretty new, but what's been the response in your community since the cafe opened?
Oh, very, very positive. Every weekend we're seeing more and more people coming, and I just couldn't be happier. I can't believe all the good comments we've gotten, people that are very positive and driven to see us succeed and to help us any way they can. I've had people even offer donations above and beyond just buying the meals and the coffee drinks. So I couldn't be happier on the commitment that I've seen Chippewa Valley residents have to help their neighbors.
Well, I'll say, looking at the menu for the cafe has us all hungry for waffles around the studio. I wanted to look at one in particular, just to focus on the food, the Jewelstone waffle. This is what, a triple-decker waffle? Do I have this right?
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of a competition we have. Nobody has been able to succeed at it yet, but there's 3 levels of waffles. It's got strawberries, chocolate chips, chocolate sauce, and whipped cream and bananas around the edge of it. And so it's very, very large. And if somebody can eat it in 30 minutes or less, they can get their picture and name on our walls. So, but I haven't had anybody be able to do that by themselves. Usually it takes about 3 or 4 people.
So it's a team waffle, really.
Yes, a lot of people have had fun trying.
Now, I got to ask, before I let you go, Brenda, a lot of people, most of us, I think, might say, okay, oh, I see homelessness is a problem. I'll make a donation. I'll get involved in maybe some small way. You've really tackled it head on, wholeheartedly. What is it that made you want to do this? Not just to be kind of involved on the outskirts, but to really devote a lot of your life to dealing with this.
Yes, I wanted to make a difference, and this is a situation that I saw that could make a huge difference. And just, combined with the experience that my children had, with their friends who went through these difficulties, it just really opened my heart to this is an area in that people have problems with that I really want to make a difference and I really want to work with and help.
Well, Brenda, thanks for joining us, and good luck with the cafe and all your efforts there.
Thank you.
Brenda Buxman is a registered nurse of 16 years and the creator of Warm Hearts, Warm Homes, Chippewa Valley. Last September, she opened the Jewelstone Cafe and Waffle Bar, where 100% of the profits go to support families experiencing housing insecurity. You can take a look at their Facebook page for more info at Jewelstone Cafe and Waffle Bar.